Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So some people have said, one person suggested that the paywall was a little bit cold. My hair looks great. You're right to look up at it and wonder. The paywall, you going to shit yourself?
No.
Okay, do you want to?
I mean, it's always an option.
The paywall is a little bit of a cold term that might not, that might put some people off. They might not know what it means.
Velvet ropes, too sexy.
Well, let's go to Discord because we then had a lot. A lot of people were doubling down on...
Jimbo really likes a snog.
Yeah, Jimbo can... That's a great idea, and we consider it. Where was it? Was it in the late night alternative chat that we were talking about? Was it Jim? Might have been... it might have been feedback. Ideas and feedback, actually. Here we go. Yeah, it was. So, let's find out who started this. Where was it? I wonder if there's a way... Here we go, Scott. I wonder if there's a way you could refer to the paywall without using that term. It might be that I'm the only one that finds it a bit off-putting. It sounds negative to me. Is there a more attractive, warm, welcoming way you could describe it to make people want to join? I replied, great suggestion. Anyone have any ideas? It does sound a little East Berlin-esque. And I like the word Berlin-esque because it's like burlesque. I thought it was clever. So, Mark says, call it a love wall. Ugh. Jay Gilly says, content curtain.
My God, why does this all sound
and I
like
said,
a euphemism for a lady garden?
I said, sounds rude. You've hit the love wall. Oh, sorry, darling. behind the community wall, members only club, patrons patter, the gateway, says Nook of the Nook. Through the gateway, I'm thinking, what's the opposite of a wall and what is more about gaining access than being blocked? Sit-down walkers come up with a list. Members only show. Exclusive show, extra content, Patreon subscribers only, secret show, classified, private, unlisted, additional, bonus content, deluxe, bespoke. I like deluxe. Then Jimbo comes in with the snug. Then Sofa Bum comes in. I like the snug. Sanctuary connotations. Then Izzy comes in. I like the snug too. Sounds all cozy and welcoming. So loads of people are agreeing with it. And that got my hackles up. My shekels? Heckles.
Hackles was right, yes.
Well, why didn't you let me say those other words?
To finish your thoughts.
Then Jimbo starts touting for business. I'm available on a name consultancy business for a very reasonable rate. And I'm just like, get out of here, piece of trash. Tired Barber. Crayfish says behind the curtain. Tired Barber says referring it to something like Patreon show makes it less confusing for any newcomers or passing trade. Gives them incentive to sign up. That or the basement. Mandy says round the corner. The toll bridge, says Lulu. I love the snug, says Andrea. I would have come up with the pleasure zone. What is wrong God. With you? Love wall in the afternoon, Miss Caterfer. Behind the velvet rope, says Lulu. Yeah. Cozy corner, says Izzy. Private time. We're going to go and have some private time. You're welcome to join us.
God.
Visionary soup. DJ Fury, the after show. Cock Bongo, TLNA After Dark. Mark, you can always call that part the lock-in. I think the lock-in is different. I think the lock-in is when we do a longer show. DJ Fury, I just came in to write the same, lock-in. Paywall Red Room, says I'm told to Twitch. So those are all suggestions. The VIP lounge.
Peen?
That's Nelly.
Come on.
Brett Ritchie says the snog. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Now we've got trouble, guys. We've got trouble. We've got trouble. We've got trouble of brewing. Good afternoon.
Jimbo. Hello. I can't see you if I'm meant to be able
no,
to.
Skype is problem.
Beastie Boy says, I think you should call it the paywall so that everybody knows what you're actually talking about.
That's true. Ashley says, what about the Great Wall of Banter?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I mean, may as well say Bants instead
that's,
of Bants.
Oh, that's not bad, actually, Jimbo. Thank you. Now, you've probably come here to argue the snug. By the way, are you using a new camera?
It's one I've had for a month or so, couple of months.
Looking good. Looking sharp, my friend.
Thank
looking
you.
Sharp.
It's a Logitech C922, if that makes a difference.
Sorry?
I don't know.
Giving you some stats.
Give me some numbers. I don't want numbers. I want that beautiful face
this on my
screen.
This is the thing that men do about equipment that women do about dresses. I like your top. Oh, thanks. I didn't cost very much. I got it in the sale.
That's a bit sexist.
Well.
That's a little bit sexist, actually.
Well, all true.
I mean, I do the same with my dresses, but I don't get
I
much
like your top, by the way.
Thank you.
Nice.
No, what
is that a Lyle and just... Scott? What's that? What is this? What are you wearing today? Who are you wearing?
Oh, no. I think it's a Matalan special.
Nice.
It's. I think my mum got it me, and for once it was in the right size.
Well done, mum.
Yeah. I've got a lot of Target garments from my mum, and as soon as I lose some weight, then I will definitely get into them.
Oh, they are. Oh, right, I see. Like, yeah. Okay.
It's not like mod with a Target on. Like,
no, I thought you meant like Target that they have in America.
Can I just say?
Oh no, I love Target. They do so much Disney stuff.
My ideal weight. I just made it up. It's 14 stone 5. Today, 14 stone 6 and a half.
Nice.
Oh. And my boy made chocolate cake over the weekend.
All you needed was to puke everything up for a whole weekend.
Well, that was it.
That was the secret.
I needed to puke a lot.
Make that a diet plan.
And be too weak to sit up straight.
And be grumpy. But apart from that.
I think my target weight is 12 stone 7. And the last time I was that, I was 12. So there's no way, absolutely no way.
I don't weigh myself anymore, but my clothes are getting looser. That's how I measure.
Cherie Peapot says, and we women also like to tell each other if we have pockets.
Pockets, I know. If it's pockets in it, it's always a glorious moment.
And you still get blokes to hold your keys and your phone. Put that in your pocket.
If I've got
fuck
a pocket.
Off.
No, if I've got
I do wonder why we call it the patriarchy and not the pocketriarchy.
It's true.
Oh, we could call the paywall the patriarchy.
No, the pocket.
The love pocket.
Get in my pocket.
And then the pocket works. I just you skipped over the important part of when I was touting for business, which is what my actual fees were, and it literally
£15,000.
I said tea and biscuits.
Oh, speaking of biscuits, you know Biscoff now do Biscoff creams. They also do Biscoff chocolate creams. I happen to know.
Well, that's funny you mention them because Jen's dad was actually starting to enjoy those before he sadly passed away.
Oh.
And that was one of the last things Jen bought him, was some of those.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. The universe.
You cannot see this, Jim. I'm holding up a bottle of Biscoff. We're going to try it.
That was also John's favourite.
Oh.
Unopened. Would you like the pleasure?
I would.
Would you break my seal, Catherine?
Yes, I've got you on my phone, so I can see. Okay, we'll I can look at the reactions.
No smell yet. Ready?
Oh, it's stuck on the spoon. I love it. No. You have a proper. You can't. No. Let me open this. You have a proper. This is going to go on.
Can't be double dipping mine.
My freshly made bread. Here we go. I've got a spoon.
It's got a smiley face. Can you see that?
Aiding the bread maker. I missed all the bread maker drama. We're driving.
Yeah. That's got a smiley face. No, you just did that though.
No, I didn't.
No, you did when the spoon went in.
Yeah, the spoon.
Those holes are there.
Those holes were already there.
No, that is.
I didn't make the holes. The mouth is my spoon.
No, that is the mouth is the spoon. Right, go in.
I can't. It's a person now. He's looking at me.
Do it. This is excitement.
Oh.
Go.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'll give him a fringe.
I'm gonna give him an ear. He's made him look like Hitler.
Oh.
Fucking hell. Mm. Oh, fuck me.
It's dry, though. It needs a cup of tea.
It's a different, completely different experience on toast as well, apparently.
Fucking hell, Kath. Can we go and have sex? That's how it's making me feel.
Welcome to the snug.
Fuck. Excuse me. That is...
It's like a cross between...
You dirty, dirty... Oh, man!
You just double-dipped that.
Forget cocaine.
It's like cookie dough, isn't it?
Oh. Oh. Well, this isn't going to last very long. Oh, it's quite right.
Yeah, it's dry.
Yeah.
It's like peanut butterish.
About that ideal weight.
Oh, my God. That is incredible.
Yeah, there's no need for that, is there?
That is going to get caned today. Jim, how can we help you? Be quick, because we want to finish the stream and go and eat this.
Yeah, well, I've got to be on a meeting in 15 minutes, so I can't be too long. That was literally it. I came in about the snug. You know, the clearly most people had. There was none others that people were really agreeing with, apart from the lock-in. I don't like the alcoholic connotations of that. But
the lock-in is when we do a longer show. Mm. If it's going really well, we go. Oh, we're supposed to finish at one, but do you know what? We're going to have a lock-in for at least half an hour. That's a lock-in.
Yeah.
I liked. The clubhouse.
Okay. Sounds a bit Mickey Mouse, that does.
What's he got to do with you?
Me? I thought you brought me on as a name consultant.
I did not! We're not paying you tea and biscuits. You just inveigled your way in. He's an inveigler, right? He inveigled. Am I right?
That was a little bit of that, yeah.
You inveigled. You should call yourself Jimbo the Inveigler. Darth Inveigler.
I'm going to change my Twitter handle now. Not my handle, my bio. TLNA Inveigler.
The Inveigler. I'm the Inveigler. You get a card. Oh, no, we've been inveigled by the Inveigler.
You've been inveigled.
The Inveigler. The Inveigler strikes again. You do not know where or when, but I will inveigle you.
You don't know it's happened until it's happened.
If Liam's in the chat, can you knock me up an Inveigler t-shirt, please? Thank you.
The Inveigler. You can have that, and that will cost you tea and biscuits.
If you enjoyed this short podcast and would like to hear more, head to patreon.com/IanandCatherine for longer podcasts, full shows, and loads of other perks.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.